Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is Keisha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
J, you should be calling in a little bit later. Hell of an episode tonight. We got the homie Raz Cash calling in, West Coast legend. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying, to play. So we're gonna get off into one of them real soon. But also, at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, we're going to bring on the homies, you know what I'm saying, drill them out. We got a track from them. We're gonna be playing, cause we had them on. You heard them speak a little bit on the Chinaman Records show on Monday, which was a hell of a show. Go to ugsforlife.com and check out that show. Listen to the archive. A lot of cool people on the show: Monte Crisco, you know what I'm saying, the homie Fame Fell, of course Fresh Kid Ice himself. You know what I'm saying, drill him out. And you know, it was a real good show. I mean, we had a lot of game that was being given. You know what I'm saying? B Dirty, he was also on that show. Yo, Chris Fresh Kid Ice, you know what I'm saying, one of the pioneers of Two Live Crew. He took these guys under his wing, and you know what I'm saying, real humble cat, man. Just doing what he's supposed to be doing as a pioneer in the game. You know what I'm saying, showing these dudes what's up. So we got Drill 'Em Out. They're going to be coming on at 10 p.m. Central. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to tune in. You're going to hear the song Roll Tide. It's actually Roll Tide. That's going to be that's the one we didn't get to play on the Chinaman Records show on Monday. But you're going to hear that tonight. You're going to get to hear from, you know what I'm saying, both of them from Drill 'Em Out. You know what I'm saying? Sean Wan and Big Brooks. You know what I'm saying? Gonna come on and just chop it up a bit and play a song, and of course Fresh Kid Ice, the Chinaman, he's gonna be back once again. Matter of fact, there was a caller that wanted to, I forget who he is. I gotta go to the Murder Master Music Show page on Facebook, which you should be going to and liking it. Also, if you've been a guest on the show, encourage your fans to like it. You know what I'm saying? Spread that shit around. Murder Master Music Show Facebook page. One of the homies wanted to ask Fresh Kid Ice a question the other night, and he didn't get a chance to. You know what I'm saying? I forget who he was. I'm trying to find him. Let's see here. Yep. The homie James, you know what I'm saying? He hit me up, and he wanted to ask Fresh Kid Ice, you know what I'm saying, a question, say what's up. Or just holler at him. Just say what's up to him. He didn't get a chance to do it, you know what I'm saying? So if you're listening, James, hit the lines tonight, you know what I'm saying, in about an hour from now. You know what I'm saying? Talk to Drill him out. You know what I'm saying? Also holler at the legendary Fresh Kid Ice. And hopefully Razzcast called in. You know, I know he's very busy doing a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, but we kind of like it when our guests promote the show, let their fans know, hey, you know what, I'm going to be on this show, I'm going to be on that show, just to get the people involved, you know what I'm saying, bring more attention over here at UJSForLife.com, as well as, you know what I'm saying, let their fans know that, hey, this opportunity to hear a dope interview with them. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they call in. Here's my co-host right now, Mac J.
What's up, Fred? What's up, Fred? I'm going to be in and out. I'm kind of being on mute a little bit.
I got you.
My ass up in this bitch. It's all good.
No doubt.
Right now.
No doubt, brother. I got you on mute. Got the homie Mac J there. Then we got a caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Who is this? 76. Who is this?
Exit only, homie. What's going on with your Prez and Jay?
Who is this?
Exit only, homie.
Exit only, Mississippi.
Exactly, Jackson in the house. What's going on?
Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Exit only? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm maintaining, brother. Y'all good?
Man, you're doing real good, man. First and foremost, it's an honor to have you back on the show. For those of you that don't know, Exit Only is one of the legends and pioneers out of Jackson, Mississippi, which is a huge untapped market. I mean, of course, David Banner and, you know, a few other cats came out of their Wildlife Society. The Big homie Chris. Dez, you know what I'm saying, Hellborn, Mississippi Mafia. I mean, there's a lot of legends that came out of there, but largely it's still an under-tapped market. Why do you think the industry sleeps on Jackson?
Well, I think it's more Jackson. More Jackson is focused on trying to mold themselves into what they think the industry want instead of staying true to who they are and what they do and the art form of what we do. And right now, I think the last interview we had, you basically said a key phrase that the game is stuck on stupid. They don't want to educate the kids at this particular moment. And you see what's going on with the world. So they still want to keep the kids dumb and blind to what's really taking place because they're afraid that if we start speaking, they'll start listening.
Well, I'll tell you what, Exit Only, that's as real as it gets because, like you said, right now, you know, we have a show on Sunday. It's called Church Reality. I encourage yourself and anybody else that wants to take part in it. You know, see, we go and talk about topics like what's going on in the country right now. And you know, last week we had a panel of, you know, people from everywhere. Even a guy from Dallas called in from right where, you know, the cops got shot. And we had a good people on the phone, white people, black people, Christian, Muslim, atheist. None of that shit mattered. We was all on the phone speaking real shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. So everybody listening, make sure Sundays you tune in, UGSForLife.com, Church Reality, 9 p.m. Central, for some real talk. But I'll tell you what,
I will do.
I appreciate that, Exit. But I'll tell you what, we're waiting on a guest to come in. I was going to play one of his tracks, but you know what I'm saying? We'll go into one of your tracks. You're here. Why not, man? We got a song called I'll Remain Myself. Why don't you let everybody know what's going on with this song?
I appreciate you. I Remain Myself is one of those joints that I created to let people know regardless of how the world changed, I refuse to change. I grow. So
that's me too, brother.
I am and what I'm not, I'll never be. So I remain myself through all the trials, all the struggle. I'm still the same cat that cat used to run around and fear. I'm still that cat. I'm just older, mature, and more educated on where we need to go and what we need to do. So I'm still me. So that's I remain myself. Here you go.
Definitely, definitely. We'll be right back.
I am what I am, and what I am not, I'll never be. Them niggas out there running their mouth, talking all that shit about me like they know who I am. Homie, if you wanna know something about me, you ask me.
Free. If I could be anywhere else, when I change or remain myself, I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, when I change or remain myself, I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, when I change or remain myself, I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? Nah, I remain myself.
Now he ain't you, and this is true, you can't deny that. But he good at what he do, you can't deny that. Now everybody wanna be something they not though. They turn and drop salt on the ones that think they got more. My mama told me long ago to watch my enemies, and it usually be the ones that be befriending me. Went through the change, the pain remains from memories, and I be wondering why these lanes think they so sweet. I guess the gunna make a man think twice when a judge can judge your life and give you life. To all my folks within the pen, I know it's hard at night, but ain't no need for regrets. Respect yourself and keep it tight.
And the inner peace you seek will increase with life.
And you only get one life, one chance at a paradise. A soul sacrifice who don't walk the terrain. Within the rain, into myself I came, so I remain myself.
If I could be anywhere else, when I change or remain myself, I remain. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? Nah, I remain myself.
I took my D to hit these streets with both feet running. Early morning, wake up, gotta bake the cakes up. Watch the cookies break up, gotta get my weight up. Gotta bag the zips up and get the movies ripped up. Gas up, hit the block with a hustle for every stop. For every cute spot, I got you in the parking lot. Later tonight, get lower the price drop. Ain't on that dumb shit, and yet the barrel hot. I'm from a place where that gunfire get hurt a lot. Land of the have-nots, they like the have-nots. Unemployment rate escalating the crime top. Reenactment of crime watch from up the block. My broken neck has been disconnected by crooked cops. Over some snitch ass nigga who run his mouth a lot. But shit don't stop, the game don't quit. Might not can read a lick, but sure know how to flip a brick.
If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? Nah, I remain myself.
Now when it's all said and done, we gon' write the end. Street soldiers with developed thoughts and broken pens. Grab my pen, become a writer, homie, just made 10. For those that say that time is money, that's a lot to spend. Time varies when you lack the comfort, everyday sin. More within this lawless land where all rules bend. To the gates fly open, words spoken from the pen. The letter R is what separates a fiend from a friend. A loss from a win, and I'm in this race with both feet. Trying to bench a player, catch his ballin' like an athlete. Gotta bring the quarterback, it's full contact. So don't get lost in tall grass like a contact. So know your contacts, best to keep that heat strapped. I chose rap, not the draft, to bring these streets back. You see, these streets is a trap, yeah, we know that. But the concrete streets is where we eat at.
If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? I remain myself. If I could be anywhere else, would I change or remain myself? Nah, I remain myself.
Only That's what I'm talking about. I'll remain myself. That's what it's all about. You know, Exit Only, you know what I really appreciate about that track is I relate to it so fucking much, man, because I moved from a big, heavily populated area when I was about 20, 21 to a real, 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 like, rural area. You know what I'm saying? Everybody there, they just, you know, they never liked me because I was from the city. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just stuck my middle finger at him, said, suck my dick. You know what
That's
I mean?
It. And
That's
I remain
what you
gotta myself.
Do as a man. You know, you can't, too many people, I've seen too many people just switch it up. You know what I'm saying? One minute they're this way, and you think you know them. You know what I'm saying? Some of them for even years. You think you know these motherfuckers, and then they do a complete flip-flop on you, and you're like, wow, people are just fucking fake.
Well, the problem is people don't have no substance about themselves, no solidarity. Everybody will sway whatever way that's the going fad right at the moment, and that is the problem. We discussed that last time. I came up, you know what I'm saying, rough. I actually came up in that life, so I learned to appreciate all the lessons that I got that made me the man that I am. And the way that I am, I'm not going to let nobody change it. You either love me or leave me alone. That's my motto. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to deal with me, you can just get away from around me. But I'm not going to change or convert over to the system. As we were discussing earlier, and that song is a perfect example. I'm sitting there listening to it as you play it. The streets is a trap, and we know that. But the concrete streets is where we eat at. See, we out here hustling to survive out here in these streets. But see, they took that whole trap and made it this gimmick. Now everybody want a trap. Now how you gonna trap in a trap when it's telling you that it's a trap? So the problem is people don't educate no more. People just actually say all this nonsense bullshit when there's so many lessons. Like you said, you can relate to it. That's the purpose of doing it. Your guest tonight, Razzcast, I'm like a huge fan of him because he was one of those artists that inspired me. When you got a voice to say something, say something. Because Razzcast speaks his mind, whether you like it, love it, hate it, or what. If you don't want to be educated, then you listening to the wrong individual because he's going to give it to you. So it's like that's the driven force behind what we do. You got a voice to say something. You living a living life testimony every day. Say something. Take what you go through, and maybe you can actually help some of these youths change their way. But that's also why the industry cockblock it and keep it. Yeah, cockblock. I got that word from you. The reason the industry do that is to actually keep people away from educating the kids to the truth. Look at today's time. And you know like I know, the reason it's the way it is because of this music and this bullshit that they pushing today. You look at today's time and you think of people like fucking Young Thug, fucking Fetty Wap, and whoever the fuck else out there, Amigos, Future. When you look at today's youth and you see this shit, you see it convert. Even Yo Gotti done start educating, and they try to most definitely keep him underground now. So they want to promote and push that bullshit. Because as long as they keep the kids blind, they can keep them private prisons being funded. They can keep pushing all this shit. After a while, we're going to be considered terrorists. They can keep pushing all this terrorist alerts, keep taking away rights from us. That's why this whole persona of what's taking place with what's going on in the world today, to me, it's like it's a trap. They're using that shit to push us into martial law so they can start controlling our ever moves when we leave the house and everything else. They can strip us of all our rights that we supposed to have here. So, you know, we got to stand up and be one voice. We got to say something. I'm talking about whether they want to hear it or not. We got to say something. Fuck that shit. For real, on everything. Fuck that shit. Make it
divide and conquer.
For the money don't mean shit when the money ain't gonna mean shit. You see what I'm saying? The money don't mean shit. In a minute, shit, you still ain't gonna have enough money to do nothing with. You can't buy your freedom. You can't buy your freedom regardless of how much money you have. And you've seen that several times before. When they want you, they get you.
Yeah. There's no stopping them. Somebody's got a campaign on your head, whether it's for slander or whether it's to kill you. You know what I'm saying? If they're powerful enough, they're going to get the job done. That's without question. And those of you that remain silent during these times, those of you that don't try to educate the public, whether it be through music, whatever platform you got, if you don't try to help people see and open up their eyes, then all you're doing is contributing to the problem. And that's what happens with these swag rappers. You know what I'm saying? These dudes, all they care about is their fashion, you know what I'm saying, rather than people dying every single fucking day. And it's and like you said, you said a few minutes ago, which I really appreciate you touching on too, is, you know what I'm saying, the fact that these guys, you know, they think they're going to get in, they're going to get all this money and this and that, and they switch up and, you know what I'm saying, they don't even realize they're feeding into the system. You know what I'm saying? They're
100%.
Feeding into, you know what I'm saying, what is going on, what's killing everybody, and what's dividing everybody. That's one thing we tell everybody on the church. Divide and conquer. You know what I'm saying? That's the number one way to control a population. And some people got it twisted. They think they're seeing, you know what I'm saying, oh, that's never going to happen to me. You know, these stupid Trump supporters and these yuppies in these rich areas, they think, oh, that's never going to happen to us. We ain't got to worry about it. Bullshit. Because you know what, when that hammer drops and when that martial law kicks in, those little gated communities, I'm sorry, they got a lot of goods that poor folks like, and I know where I'm going. You know what I mean? I ain't advocating no violence or nothing, but I'm just saying this. You know, either you're going to be with us or you're going to be against us, and that goes for every fucking buddy. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know, we got
right
to come together.
The line is drawn. They done drew the line in the sand right now. And people really got to be vigilant and be smart about every calculated move right now. If you go in and you get caught with a trunk full of guns, automatically they think you're going to go kill some cops. Right now, you got to be very cautious about everything that you do. We got to show them that we're smarter than that. Now, what I do admire is what I saw Killer Mike and a couple of others are getting together and starting this Black Bank. I really admire that. We have the power to control our own. Now, that is their fear. Their fear is us stop contributing to making them money and start controlling our own and taking care of our community. That's the fear.
Every community, you know, saying pretty much, you look at the Amish, you look at the Orthodox Jews, you know, they're self-sufficient, and the government lets them police themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't, you know, the Italians on sitting on the stoop over in fucking Brooklyn, wherever they are, they can't police themselves. You know what I mean? Black folks can't police themselves. They let Native Americans do it, but. They put Native Americans, they put them in the fucking, these little reservations and these little nook and crannies. You know what I'm saying? So it's really a crooked system, and it's been from the start. That's what people don't understand. It's been that way from day one. And the only way to change it is you got to somehow figure out how to get, for one, these career politicians out of office who keep, you know what I'm saying, supplying the big corporate interests what they want. You got to figure out how to get rid of these Mitch McConnells and these Lugosis and these people that have been in office for several terms. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
doing
we have
nothing.
We're gonna have to take back, man, and start controlling our own. My argument always been this here. We always get candidates to vote for presidency, but who the fuck picked those candidates? I didn't choose fucking Trump to even be running for fucking Republican Party or the presidency. So who do that shit? We think we have the freedom of choice when they give us only the options they fucking want to give us. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all vote. People voted for Obama. I voted for Obama. The thing is, still didn't know nothing about this nigga. I knew nothing about him, period, point blank, at all. Huh. And we see during his terms that, okay, we see why we don't know nothing about him. Why we as a people can't choose who we want to have as a candidate to even be elected within that party to run for presidency. See, it's we in a real fucked up position because we actually trying to make people don't want us, accept us, and that shit don't work. So we got to unify. Now, out of the darkness comes light. Out of all this turmoil and bullshit, I done seen some good things happen. I done seen the Crips and Bloods make truce in several different locations. I done seen the hometown where I'm from, Chi-Town, come together. I'm starting to see black people unify. And you done heard so much of this shit, you haven't heard about blacks killing blacks lately. So something good is coming out of this darkness.
Yeah.
I hate it had to get to this particular point for motherfuckers to wake up and see. But we still got a distance to go on everything. And the thing is, we just want to be respected like they want to respect us. Don't get me wrong, I have several white friends. I have no problem with nobody.
So you're talking
whatsoever.
To one of them right now.
Exactly. I have no problem with nobody whatsoever. But the thing is this hate shit. I was telling somebody today, I was like, once you strip the skin off of all of us, we all look the same. So we're not as different as people think we are. And the indifference that we have, we're supposed to learn from each other. You know what I'm saying? Sit and have discussions and panels like this. You know what I'm saying? People feel what they don't understand. But in that same sense, people don't want to understand what they don't understand. And that's the fucking problem right there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man, it sounds like I'm preaching. You know, this ain't even my show.
No, it's real talk, man. No, we appreciate that kind of conversation. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, we advocate that. Just like the whole thing with the Zulu Nation going on. We had Ronald Savage and we had Asan Campbell on the show. Both of them guys were courageous enough to say, you know what, this dude molested me. And meanwhile, there's people in the hip-hop community, you know what I'm saying? They're afraid to even go near the whole issue, but they shouldn't be. They should be looking at it and be like, whoa, did this shit happen? Let me investigate it. Let me go see for myself.
What we don't
so we're
do
proud
is call
to,
people
to stand up for the rights
of people. We don't call
people
on their bullshit, and that's what we got to start doing. You said earlier how you can know a person for 10 fucking years and all of a sudden they flip the script on you. We got to start calling people on their bullshit.
You got
that's
to.
If I hear you talking to somebody about somebody else's business, nigga, you a snitch. That shit ain't got nothing to do with you. You know, period. You a snitch. If you know this motherfucker doing foul shit, you need to go to that motherfucker and say, look, bro, you doing some foul shit.
Yeah.
And I
can't
uphold for that. We make up excuses for bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't know if he did or if he didn't. If he did, it's fucked up. But what I do know is whatever done in the dark gonna come to the light. Now, that's what I do know. So if you try to hide that hand, eventually you have to reach for a biscuit and a motherfucker gonna recognize that hand. Be like, hold up. You do that shit.
Oh,
so, you know what I'm saying? If he did it, he should be held accountable for it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, man. And we've offered, you know what I'm saying, him to come on the show, somebody from the Zulu Nation to come on the show, even KRS to come on the show, all these different people. And you know, it's up to them. If I was, I'll just put it to you this way, Exit. If I was accused of something that horrific, I would not only would I defend myself vigorously in the media, but I would make sure that those guys, people who accused me were right there with me so I could debate them to their face in front of the media, because something that serious you don't hide from. You know, that's
what I understand.
People,
so I can tell you a motherfucking lie to your face.
Yeah,
I want
you gotta address that if you're innocent. You know what I'm saying? Just like if you're accused of killing somebody, you know what I'm saying? Free C Murder, Free Mac, you know, they've maintained their innocence vigorously all these years that they've been locked up. Every time, you know what I'm saying, they have the opportunity, they tell the people that, hey, we're innocent. You know, we didn't do this. And that's what he should be doing if that's the case, but he ain't doing it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So
also something else that I'm looking at is more like I'm just going to lay low till this shit disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't going to disappear because it's there. CeeLo Green done fucking disappeared. I'll never forget the statement, it ain't rape unless, you know what I'm saying, you know about it. I'll never forget that fucking statement. So it's like, shit, you have to be held accountable for your actions and what you say. You have to be held accountable for it. And I'm like you. If I ain't do it, goddamn it, every day you're going to know I didn't do it. I'm not finna hide. If you got a motherfucker that been accused of robbing a bank and you can't find this motherfucker, that motherfucker robbed that bank. I'm sorry. That's the written law. That's the way it is, because that's the only way you're going to avoid the issue.
Yeah.
Other than
that,
you'll tackle the issue straight forward.
You'll
be the first one to jump up and say, I ain't robbed no motherfucking bank.
No, you got to. You got to. But I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for our guest to show up, hopefully he does, We're going to play one of the songs. It's Razzcast, Downward Spiral. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll be right back right here. We got the homie Exit Only. And then later on, top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, we got the homies Drill 'Em Out. You know what I'm saying? Straight up out of, I believe they're up out of Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? But we'll find out more when we have them on the show here in about 30 minutes. So here's Downward Spiral by Razzcast.
Yeah. It's all fucked up down. Fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now. Fuck it, cut your wrist. Yo. When I spit, it's almost like aiming guns at fools. Don't place your rap career on that journey. I kill a mic like Run the Jewels. I kill a mic like Conrad Murray. Picture this getting ugly, call it Dorian Gray. Midichlorians, the force is strong, I'm sorry to say. YouTube buffoons, trust the snake and bit the apple. When niggas ain't laughing with you, niggas just laughing at you. These rappers got whack hit songs, and I congrats you, no disrespect. Don't get upset when I don't dap you. And no, I'm not hating, I just don't feel that shit. Cause every song in a club sounding like this. Turn up, turn that shit off though. Homie with the lyrics, that tool pussy, a pair of cash, most description, no Miramax. I wear your wifey out like a pair of slacks. Like Google Maps, nigga, this is where it's at.
It's all down to shit, that's a downward spiral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now. Flush it all down and shit it. That's a downward spiral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now.
Sick with the rhyming, abusing my time in. I'm errorless, barking, my music is timeless. Rhymes from the analog bulldog with long fangs. I send wolves at rappers who say the wrong things. Bad for the hunted, great for the hunter. These .com lyrics pelted with the hollow point screen smash. Now it's back to the follow point, green cash. Gun butty, you got a mean gash. Faceplate broke on the floor, you start to bleed fast. Safe, safe, safe in the floor, we need your weed stash. Brick robbers, sitting bombs to the laptops of bitch blotters. Trained in the backyard, no SIM card. Boom bap shit and staying in the gym hard. Pause, no rainbow, this is the thing, yo. We're part of the game, no. The crack of the shot, grandma, really should hang, no. Wrapped in Confederate, Frederick, straight through hundreds of terabytes of all the shit you bite. MC from the era, a spittin' right, shit is tight. Rat cap was right.
All down right. The kid, that's right. A damn right. Viral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral.
Yeah.
What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now. Flush it all down and shit it. That's a damn viral. Suicide or lie, kid, you might go viral. What goes up must come down. What the fuck you supposed to do? It's all fucked up now.
I got so many rhymes, I could fill up a gigabyte. No publishing, the way these fucking niggas bite. Rappers don't even know who they write is. All this whack shit gave my computer the virus. Niggas sending threats through the Gmail. That ain't gangster, only thing you blasting is an email. Hip-hop is so suicidal. Rest in peace, turn your profile blue. Title.
If I was a singer, I'd be Tony Soprano. I'm a finger to more keys than Beethoven's piano. I'm out of rapper, motherfucker. When I talk, I rhyme. I'd have to even swear I never saw that nine. I turn you red, black, for that green. My bullets is after. With a spread that if I rob you, I only be practicing. Cause in this world, fuck what a nigga say. I never wrote a will, cause that's a dead giveaway.
Yeah, we're back on the board. You know what I'm saying? That was Razzcast, Downward Spiral. A little bit of technical difficulties. Well, we got about 25 minutes exit. And we're going to bring on Drill 'Em Out. You know what I'm saying? Chinaman Records.
Yes.
Fresh Kid Ice. We had him on Monday. And, man, just a bunch of good, humble people. Fresh Kid Ice instills a lot of
you know, saying humbleness in his artists. And that's what it's about. That's what a lot of these guys don't have is humbleness, man. They have arrogance. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what keep a lot of them from going places and doing what they're doing. Jay-Z, the reason he accommodated so much is because he did not have that arrogance in his attitude. You met him, he was a down-home person. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, you can be good at what you do and not let that ego control you, because that don't mean shit. Fame cannot buy groceries. A check can. You know what I'm saying? And people give a check to who they respect. Now, you can go out there and act like an asshole and gain that fame, but that don't buy groceries. You know, no disrespect to, you know what I'm saying, Kanye and what the fuck he doing, whatever the fuck it is. But he made them goddamn shoes, and they didn't sell worth for shit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
And they didn't sell worth for shit was because of his arrogance. You know what I'm saying? These so arrogant, you're going to charge shit over a grand for some motherfucking space boots? That's retarded. But these niggas' mind frame is off. They're more concerned about what other people think of them other than who they really are. That was the core of I remain myself. I am who I am. You know, be who you are. These cats are not who they are. They switch the fuck up. Rise Cast is the shit, will be, and still is. I'm talking about West Coast MC at its finest. I mean, everybody talk about what I do down here in Mississippi because it's very few lyricists around here. But somebody got to stand up and be able to hold the fort. You know what I'm saying? And Razzcat has been holding it down for years. Salute
this
to Razzcat? Him. You know what I'm saying?
Respect.
Man, the truth. I'm talking about God.
How you doing, Raz?
I'm good. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, bro, no. Shit, that shit's the truth. You know what I'm saying? I've been rocking with you from day one. And I know you know him. We share a mutual friend, Mr. Charlie Braxton. That's my mentor. And Charlie put me up on a lot of material yours that I did here. Dude, I have to salute you. Because throughout all the years, you not only stayed true to what you do, you became more aggressive and more forward-moving with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
if
sir.
You got fans, you support your fans. That's what we do this for. We ain't doing this shit to take over the world. The world ain't going to feel what we doing. That's why these sellout niggas, I have no love for them, period, point blank.
Exactly.
Because there's no purpose for that shit, you know what I'm saying? If you are an MC, if you in this game for the art form of it, you are a true MC, and you're going to remain yourself. The objective is taking parts of yourself and giving it to the world. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Helping them understand a frame of your thinking. I used to tell people all the time, I don't want you to think like me. I just want you to think like me. You know what I'm saying? Think, goddammit. Use your head. That's
right.
What you have it for. But y'all so programmed on following bullshit that don't nobody want to think. And right now, and I watch it all the time on Facebook, you pull up some real shit and get 8 views. You pull up some bullshit,
right,
you're over 700. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like nobody give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying, what they should be giving a fuck about. But their time is changing. Razzcat, salute you, homie. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
not only inspire me to do what I do, it's good to know that I ain't the only one doing it. Keep doing it.
Yeah, real
man.
Tough. Real
and
tough. Thank you.
I just love everything you said, too. Everything you said was just real. I think people just got trained. You know, you can train, it's Pavlovian. You can train a dog to eat dog shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just dog shit. They eat dog as ice cream. And I, you know what I mean? Like, the healthy things for them, they don't want. And everything that's their destruction is what they run for.
You're 100% correct.
Got it
that's
from
what
the
they,
Matrix when they said ignorance is bliss. Motherfuckers love
right.
to be ignorant. They love to be
mm-hmm.
ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? The reason why is because there's responsibility with having knowledge itself, of knowing. You have to. You are responsible for not. When they say God protects babies and fools, well, it's a whole bunch of fools around here.
Indeed.
Yeah, real talk. You know what I'm saying? We just played Downward Spiral. Tell everybody about that track, man. It's a hell of a track right there.
Indeed.
Downward Spiral is produced by the British homeboy, Ill Informed. It's me, Bumpy Knuckles, and Onyx. And I just, you know, me as a fan of, you know, always been a fan of Bumpy and Onyx, too. For me as a fan, I like putting together, you know, concepts, you know, records and people and producers that me as a fan I would want to hear. So I've always been, you know, a big Bumpy Knuckles fan, the whole Gangstar family. And then Onyx, you know, pretty much we same age bracket. They came out way before, you know, about it's dog years, so maybe about 2 or 3 years before me, maybe even longer than that. And I just, you know, we've always been homeboys, and I just had the opportunity to, you know, get them on the record, and it came out dope, man. You know, just kind of talking about really what this conversation that a lot of, you know, is a lot of internet thugging, you know, everybody's rich, you know, a whole bunch of, you know, Snapchat pimping, you know, whatever, it's ridiculous. 15-second pimping, you know, look at me, look at me. It's ridiculous.
Everybody's a star all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah.
You get a SoundCloud page, a Snapchat, and a Twitter, and you're famous.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's microwave music, and it's microwave society. Like, our society is just kind of wrapped up with... And it's normally not, I'm talented. It's like, I'm stupid. Look at how stupid I can be. So then you get rewarded for being an idiot. And that's a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, you have another song that you did, Promised Land.
Yes, sir.
Tell everybody about this track. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go off into it real quick and then come back. Tell everybody about this song.
Yeah, Promised Land is, it's kind of, I think the metaphor really is, you know, we came to America, we kind of, you know, the Martin Luther King inspired the Promised Land, and especially in the urban environment, we still are getting abused, beat, destroyed, but then there's a part of us that ignorance is bliss, and we do some really stupid shit. Looking for the promised land. So I say in the song, we still popping $500 bottles of vodka. Like, why are we in the club doing that? I don't really, you know, I try. The song's kind of matter of factly, so I didn't want it to come off too preachy. But it's just kind of like we do dumbass shit in the hood because we choose to be ignorant, and we're still looking for, you know, for this bliss and for this peace. And searching for this promised land, and meanwhile we getting fucked up. So it's that juxtaposition. So produced by Static Selector, and you know, Promised Land off it. Both the songs off the new album that's coming soon, and it's called Intellectual Property off of Solo Nights 2.
Intellectual Property, that's what I'm talking about. And shout out to the homie Exit Only for calling in from Jackson, Mississippi. Here it is, Promised Land. Raskaz, we'll be right back.
Yes, sir.
The survival of the human race plus combined. Something you don't give a shit about.
I'm going to inject you. Don't sting for a second, I can't.
Static Selector.
So tell a friend to tell a friend that it's them again.
I got 304s and 310s.
So tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend that it's them again.
If not these niggas, then who?
So tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yo, Jesus didn't even own a camel. Creflo Dollar wants 65 million for a new jet. I just want 75 G's for the new vet. Blue Stingray, making a pair like QF, that's a duet. Coulette, the dogs out the Chinese takeout. El Chapo, how I break out the underground escape route. Stakeout, cash straight rappers for the cake. Then bury your ass under Drake house. Cape Town, walking the white sand. Stewardess say the boy fly with no flight plan. Night stands, Breitling, pistol under the pillow. Sleep like Sam Jackson, but when is the time to kill you? But everything is peace, we just trying to live. Cut the pie in equal portions when I'm on my dibs. And fuck love, she just high in my crib. Like Hurricane Katrina, bitches cry me a rib. Niggas die in a flood, George Bush in a chopper. Still we in the club, spending $5 on a fifth of vodka. Yeah, it is what it is, though. Midnight, wet gremlins, baby, no gizmo. L.A. to South Beach, loud beats and sirens. A beautiful combination of violence. ATL, NYC, blunts and guns firing. Beautiful combination of violence. Dawn summer program. Ate off that. Pyramid schemes were made off traps. Chain 5 carrots, hockey players skate off that. At Crenshaw, we ain't stop with EBT. And Rick Ross's family for free. Yee! Yeah, Tyler taking selfies on the prison yard, bro. Nigga was on the gram before he paroled. In the popo, trying to convict niggas off rap songs. That's like using a Rambo script to convict Sylvester Stallone. You're dead wrong. Free speech and free YP. I'm MJ singing PYT. On the rag, but the bitch bad, Sephardic and sexy. Would've thought I was Moses. How I parted the Red Sea. And who plays the sax? Not Dizzy Gillespie. Home Greg and ICE, don't mind me correcting. Right now, a nigga probably sexting on my Obama phone. Uber into the promised land.
Cause I'm as hard as they come.
Then who?
So tell a friend and tell a friend.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. That's pure hip hop right there. That
track banging like a motherfucker, though.
You know, yeah, I got my co-host Max Jay here with Razzcast. Yeah. You always make sure to have two things, Raz. You always make sure to have substance and lyrical heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to you for you know, always staying true to what you do, and also for teaching people. You know what I'm saying? Because music is definitely something we all could learn from. And you put out positive music, man. Real talk.
Thank you. Well, sometimes I'm ignorant, you know. I try to cover a whole gamut. You know, I talk about my pros and cons. I try to be an honest artist. I think it's about just being honest to yourself. And I try not to be something I'm not. So, you know, I think, you know, that's kind of the you know, music is expression. It's the language that we can all speak. Just, you know, when you hear something innately that sounds dope, feels dope, whether it was jazz, rock, you know, whatever, gospel, country, whatever, you know, like, it should speak to you. And I think sometimes people's vibes be fucked up. And they put out fucked up shit because they fucked up people. And they ain't talking about shit but being fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real talk. You know what I'm saying? A lot of music coming out nowadays just has no... It's like they removed the lyrics. At first, they got rid of... It was like a systematic kill. First, they got rid of the DJ. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They got rid of the art and the graffiti, all that shit. And then they eventually got rid of the lyrics. It's like, wow, why? But you know what, though? It lives through people like yourself, man. You know, and it lives through the underground. That's where people need to go to get good music.
I mean, you know, I always say, you know, don't be part of the problem. You know, try to be a part of the solution. So I try not to, instead of complaining as much, you know, I just try to, you know, if I don't like the radio. I don't like what they play, so I don't keep listening to the radio and complain about it. I try to find something, you know, or hear the record I like from whoever, and I'll fuck with that. And, you know, I always, you know, I ask people, like, hey, man, check me out. If you like that, you know, whatever, you like that bullshit, you might get a bar of this, and you may really enjoy it, you know. So, it's about just trying to, for me, it's trying to bring a solution instead of being part of the problem. And it's many more, and unsung heroes, and it's that dope 19-year-old dude, and it's that dope 50-year-old dude, and, you know, it just takes a little more work. It's easier, you know, there's a McDonald's on every corner, but you might get that really good burger, you know, from the mom and pop right down the street. So right now, we're trained right now for the flashy thing, and so, you know, come on, man, I walk in the mall, and when I see an 18-year-old nigga with a big-ass diamond earring and a big fucking chain and a big watch, I'm like, all that shit fake. So these niggas is just trained to be fake. And, you know, you watch the niggas and they throwing money up in a strip club. I'm like, bro, like, you ain't got a sister. You ain't got nothing. Like, nobody. You know what I mean? Like, to a certain degree, it's like everybody's trained to fucking destroy themselves. You don't see rich motherfuckers throwing their money out because it's dumb.
Fuck no. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I always thought that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing to, you know, do frivolous things and celebrate your success, but a lot of times, like you say, they just too like me and Press call them the TCs, the trend chasers. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then when the next trend hop in, they'll be chasing that. You know, one of the trends is them trying to wear girls' clothing and shit. Like, I will never understand that shit.
I said that a long time ago. People, like, it's funny because people hit me now. They're like, you was a prophet. I said that in 1994. And then
you the endangered lyricist, man.
Yeah, I said, because the next week, the new fad was hip-hop fags. You find a lot of these thug niggas in drag. And it totally, you know, now in 2015, 14, motherfuckers was like, wow, you predicted it. I was like, no, I didn't. These niggas is fake. They'll do anything to get a dollar. That's a bitch nigga. They'll do anything
right.
to be
you
important.
Seen, yeah, you just you seen it earlier and you said it earlier. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like we say, that's that teaching right there. You know what I'm saying? Things
right.
that you was thinking
right.
on is still prevalent now. You just build, you can build on shit like that. Cause these motherfuckers been some fag ass motherfuckers. It was the homo thug back in the day. Now it's just like
right.
they don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, they blatant. Yeah, just blatant. You know, blatant. You know, it's crazy. I'm glad it switched out a little bit because they was just full in the dress, and I was just like, what the fuck, man? Like that ain't cool. Basketball niggas, rap niggas. Like, really, you wearing a dress, my nigga? If you not Scottish, my nigga, why are you wearing that? Like, they'll do anything, bro. Like, it's really sad sometimes to understand that some people are so lost in themselves, they never took the time to figure out who they want to be, to even work towards that. They'll do whatever. It's really that whole shit. If your friend jumps off the cliff with your bridge, would you? These niggas are like, fuck yeah, I would. And I put his dick in my mouth. These niggas is weird. They don't stand for
shit. Right.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah, you know, so we just got an upside down world. Right is wrong, you know, wrong is right. Male is female is male. So the niggas is bitch ass niggas. The bitches think they the niggas. You know, the white people think they black. The black people think they white. Yeah, it's just crazy.
Right.
everything's fucked up.
Yeah, there's no balance. And, you know, there's a saying, everything in moderation, is nothing wrong with, you know, drinking, smoking, partying, having fun, do you, you know, whatever. You know, I don't knock people. If you homosexual, be homosexual. It's just crazy to act like you are a heterosexual thug man and then get on this other shit. Like, it's just all weird. They're not real. They're just, it's like, they don't, motherfuckers is like, fucking dick because it's popular. And I remember my
the trans chasers, man, the TCs. Good old TCs, man.
Yeah. It's crazy. My son's saying, like, it's kind of popular right now to, like, not know what your sexuality is, Pops. I'm like, nigga, you better know what yours is, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's crazy to even get there. You know, that became a trend. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to be a boy or a girl. Like, get out of here, man. We men. You know, if that's what you are and that's what you are, I don't knock that, but can't bounce back and forth. There's no straddling that
fence. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We talk about that all the time. You can't, you know what I'm saying, jump in and out of lanes. If you can't be who you are, then I feel sorry for that reflection that you see in the mirror. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, these dudes, you know what I'm saying, not just with the homosexuality stuff, but like with the dumbed down lyrics and stuff like that, it's like, man, why are you destroying the foundation and the building blocks of hip hop? You know what I'm saying? Brick by brick, these guys are just dismantling it. I saw a guy that was named Ant Banks, right? And I click on his profile, it's some white dude in a suit. I'm thinking the Ant Banks I grew up off of was the big badass from Oakland. Who the fuck is this guy? Don't he have Google? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, can't you fucking Google and learn? I mean, they don't even take the time to research. It's crazy. But, Raz, we got a caller here. This is a guy who actually interviewed you in the flesh, in person, and he's all the way in France. Lord of Innocence, what's up?
Hi, it's called. Hi, Mike J. Hi, Rascal.
What's going on with it?
Yeah, it's Sinister from Toulouse, France. You was there with us 1 year ago. I think you remember that.
Yeah, with Apollo Brown.
Yeah, with Murder Dog.
yeah.
It was cool.
Exactly.
I got a question with the situation actually. Tell us about the nature of a treat track you made. And your point of view of what's happening today with Black Lives Matter situation. Tell us about the perspective of that.
I don't think anything I said is very original. When we talk about nature of the threat, all it really is a historical linear history of Western civilization. It's talking about basically how Europeans decided they were going to cut up North America, Africa, South America. They made these decisions. They had meetings, and so it's white supremacy, basically, is what it is, colonialism. So nature of the threat is just the kind of history of that, so you get an understanding that this is not an accident, this is all planned, and that, you know, not every white person may have done it, but they benefit out of it. And after 2,000 to 4,000 years, specifically in America, 400 and something years of just exploiting people, they have a head start. And the iller thing is that there's a subconscious part about certain according to looking at Trump, we got about 48% of this country that still feels like everything, they deserve everything, and we're bad because we're alive. And Mexicans should be alive, Muslims should be alive, blacks shouldn't be alive, women should stay in their fucking place. And it's crazy that there's a white entitlement. And nobody, if you speak about it, they get mad at you. Your own people, they'd be like, oh, your master don't get mad at you, don't talk like that. And then master does get mad, and they start to call you bad scientist, you're a racist, a reverse racist. But that, it's just that fact. So I think that the threat just explains the fact that we keep going in a big fucking circle. They get, you know what this is? All this shit, these shooting black kids, and really, like more, and the rise of the Klan and all the white supremacist groups in America, white niggas can't because there was a half black president. This is a white man's tantrum. This is him throwing his fucking tantrum. It's not our country anymore. We don't get, bitch. It wasn't yours in the first place. You stole it. But that's it. This is
right.
All endemic of pissed off little dick white boys that really are bad because they can't have it their way all the time. No, for real. Like really. And I'm not trying to shit on all white men or white people. I'm saying those particular people, buster ass white boys that don't know how to get along with nobody else and think they deserve the world. They deserve to fuck our bitches, take all our shit, maybe listen to our music, maybe not. But they want slavery back. They want women to fucking be barefoot and pregnant, and that's the white woman. They want the Mexicans to fucking clean their shit. They want to fucking take all the goddamn gas from the air. And then they want to say that they're the good Christians. This is a white man's tantrum, bro. That's all this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. And if you know, I mean, as a white man myself, I'll be the first to admit the police are openly recruiting KKK members, neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The police,
yeah.
Are, and they have orders, shoot to kill orders. You know, I'm not saying white people ain't getting killed too. They are, but they're not getting killed like black people are. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And the media,
yeah.
The media, they like to spin things into what we call on the show divide and conquer. You know what I'm saying? They want
right.
me and you to hate each other, Raz. They want us to at each other's
right.
throats. You know what I'm saying? That way they can eventually suppress us all. They're going to start with
right.
one race, and they're going to move on to the next and the next. And you have these rich suburban white people that think, it ain't going to happen to me. It ain't going to happen to
right.
me. No, it will. It will.
Right.
You know
well, you called it right there. You called it. It is divide and conquer. At the end of the day, it's half and half not, but we have to understand who has the least and who's the most obvious minority.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to see
absolutely.
Who's going to be in compliance. Right. They want to know who we can get in check, and if you ain't in check, we got something for that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, they're
not teaching the kids nothing but materialistic goals. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Right.
It all go back to the kids, man. You know.
Well, I mean, look at what the kids are. Even you know, we have an internet and kids are so misinformed because they're busy looking at silly shit. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, in their school books, Texas has changed all the shit where they won't even say slavery. They got like. involuntary work, like changing the words. Like it was like, yo, you want to work a little bit? We're like, maybe, but come on, man. So when this is systematic. You know, nature of the threat, once again, is only explaining this is a systematic plan. It always will be have versus have nots, and we already understand. I remember when I was saying things that I read that 1% of the population controlled 99% of the wealth, and people thought that was like spooky conspiracy talk.
You wore a tinfoil hat and all that shit.
Right. Now, you know, respectable business. I had read that in a Forbes. That's where I got it from 20 years ago. Now it's just common knowledge, and people go right to sleep. You know, they shoot the shit out of us. They 20% of the prison population American. We're 14% of the population, and us black and browns contribute to over 50 or something percent. Somebody's targeting us. We couldn't just be the bad kids. They already got, you know, scientifically, mathematically, we don't do any more crime than any other race, but we get targeted more. And until people deal with the fact that this is systematic and that it's going to happen to you too. So it's just, you know, we're all accountable to each other at the end of the day. And it really, you know, I'm not going nowhere to a certain degree. Fuck it. I'm American, bro. What the fuck? I was born here. You ain't chasing me out this motherfucker. We got to stand.
Yeah, you're right. That's how I feel,
you were
too.
Born on the soil. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are ignorant. And it takes some loudmouth fool like Trump to rile up all the fucking the hatred. You know what I'm saying? And then Hillary, she's no better either. She's a fucking she's a demon on all levels too. She was part of the board of Walmart when Walmart started to take over the whole fucking country. You know what I'm saying? So they're both evil puppets for this big corporate conglomerate that's controlling the whole fucking shebang. And we got to figure out how do we come together collectively and expose these bastards and shut them down. You know, but as long as this divide and conquer shit's going on, it ain't going to fucking happen. But, Razzcats, I'm going to bring on some cats. We got the homies Drill 'Em Out from Chinaman Records. I'm going to bring them on right now. And,
cool. I'm gonna get to work, man. I gotta get back in the studio, man. And I hope we can do this again. I just want to say, you know, thanks, Prez. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, anytime. Let's do it again. Let's get a whole hour with you here in the next couple weeks or something, and we'll have a hell of a show. Thank you,
sir,
man.
I owe you. I appreciate it. You guys take care.
You too.
Right on.
You too.
Right on.
Yeah. Shout out to the homie Razzcats for calling in. But I mean, of course, you know, real deep conversation. Shout out to Exit Only for calling in out of Jackson, Mississippi, and shout out to the homie Laura Sinister who interviewed Razzcats in person just a couple years ago in France. But Monday, you know, yesterday we had a C2-6 on. Monday we had Fresh Kid Ice and all of Chinaman Records, which consisted of a lot of cats. You had Fame Fowler, you had Monte Cristo, you had, we had Drill 'Em Out,
shit,
we didn't play their song. We didn't play their song, but we got them tonight, man. Let's bring on Drill 'Em Out. This is Brooks, I believe, and then I believe this is Fresh Kid Ice. How you guys doing again?
What's going
on,
what's
up, man?
Hey,
what's up with y'all?
The homie Razzcats on, spitting some game about just a little bit about everything. We had you guys on the show the other day. We didn't have the track. First and foremost, tell everybody about Drill 'Em Out, you know what I'm saying, where you guys are from. I'm thinking you're from Alabama, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, correct. We are from Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville, Alabama, okay.
Born and raised.
Huntsville, Alabama. There's always been dope music out of Alabama. I remember ROA and, you know what I'm saying, Kenny Thomas, you know. And then Dirty, of course, you know, I rap a lot. How would you describe your style of music, you know what I'm saying, versus other acts that came out of Alabama?
Man, we got our own lane. Drill 'Em Out is like when Drill 'Em Out shows up, the party has just begun. You know what I'm saying? Feel good music, party music, take you away from realities of the world. You know, everything that's going on right now, you need some type of escape. And Drill 'Em Out is the group that can do that.
And, you know, right. I love the fact that, you know, the show that, you know, we kicked off the show was real serious. We was getting into some conversation. Now we're about to have a fucking party. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
Right.
Why not? Why not do it with some dudes that can make some fucking party music? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You sent me this track, Roll Tide. Why don't you tell everybody about this?
Okay. This song was produced by my partner, Sean Warren, all in-house production. We just wanted to do something for the champion, you know what I'm saying? You know, the number one team in the nation, and we wanted to make something to represent them in a positive way and to show that they're number one.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, here it is. This is Drill 'Em Out with Roll Tide, and we're going to be right back, you know what I'm saying, with Drill 'Em Out and the Chinaman,
yeah.
Fresh Kid Ice, and we're gonna chop it up for a little bit. Don't go nowhere. Here it is.
Oh.
This goes out to all the Bama fans around the world. And if you roll with the tide, I want everybody to repeat after me. All right? 1, 2, 3.
Roll Tide.
It's party time, we tailgating. The whole world is tuned in to see them Bama boys do it.
That's
again.
Right.
First and goal, we're on the road. Next stop is the end zone. We dominate with no hesitation. It's hard to stop this Bama nation.
And the SEC, we running it. Got the BCS next on the list. From Bear Bryant to Nick Saban. The whole Alabama tidal wave. We champions and we prove this. From recruits on up to the draft picks. And to that team across the road, you know what's going to happen at the Iron Bowl.
Saying party music right there, you know.
We went
from conscious atmosphere to party atmosphere, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
and that's in the tradition, you know what I'm saying, of a cat that you guys are working with right now on Chinaman Records, Fresh Kid Ice. And I asked everybody on the show the other night, you know what I'm saying, what's it like to you know what I'm saying, work with him. I'm gonna ask y'all the same question. What's it like to know Fresh Kid Ice and to work with him?
To know Fresh Kid Ice personally is a blessing from God. That's all it is, a blessing from God to be working with a legend. It's an honor and a privilege, man. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, hell yeah. Definitely. And you guys, you know what I'm saying, you guys got your own, you know what I'm saying, your own style. What about an album? You guys got an album that's coming out?
I'll let Sean Warren speak on that right now, Sean.
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Fred, what's up, baby?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Real good. Like I was telling homie Brooks, Alabama's a huge scene for music, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
tell everybody what you guys got coming out. But then after that, if you can, tell everybody when you guys actually started rapping and what got you doing this and how long you've been doing this.
Well, right now we got a little EP coming out on Chinaman Records. We're just trying to introduce us to the world. That's all. And Fresh Ken Ice kind of put us on a platform so we can pretty much, you know, we've been behind the scenes for a long time. Now it's time for us to just, to, you know, come out and shine a little bit and help him get this Chinaman Records jumping. We wanted to do this song for really Alabama fans, everybody from Alabama. We from the 256. You know, we just trying to do it for them. And the champions, you know, football team down there is just beating everybody. We're going to beat people this year and the next year and the next year. So we just wanted to have a nice little song. You know, I made it to, you know, just put Bam on, you know, just show, just this is for the fans, you know. We're not selling it or nothing. This is just for the fans, man. That's all.
Yeah.
Right, I can respect that shit. Hell yeah.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
talking
feel
about.
Feel good music, man. We want to have fun, you know what I mean? We want to dance. When we come around, it's party time. And we just wanted to do this song. I had it. We did it back in March. And we just wanted to put it out there for y'all. That's all. Hold on 1 second.
Fred.
Yeah.
It's Brooks, man. Y'all got the exclusive, man, on UGS. Y'all got the exclusive. That song hasn't been heard anywhere else in
nowhere?
The world on radio.
Oh, shit.
Nowhere
oh.
in the world on radio.
Wow.
And you got the exclusive, man.
Y'all feeling it?
I'll tell you what, man. First and foremost, I want to thank you guys for bringing, you know what I'm saying, exclusive material to our platform to share with the world, because anytime an artist does that, you know what I'm saying, it doesn't happen much, but when it happens, it makes us feel like we're doing something right. Like these guys feel what we're doing is important enough to bring their music to us first. So we appreciate the fuck out of that.
Hell yeah.
Real talk.
And that's the first to drill them out. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the styles that they have. You know, they do the feel good, and they have other styles of feel good music that we're gonna introduce the people to later on their EP. You know what I'm saying? It's something
Hell
different.
Yeah.
So once you hear it, you'll be surprised. You know what I'm saying? The Roll Tide is for the Bama fans, and then after that, we're going to do it for the world. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Much love.
Oh, yeah.
Much love,
working with these guys, you know?
Much
for
love.
Sure. Yeah, much. I tell you what, guys. You know, when we had you guys on the other night, it was a great show. You had a good variety of artists from all over the country, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? From Detroit. You know what I'm saying? All different parts of Florida, Alabama. I really like what you guys are doing at Chinaman Records. I look forward to see what you guys will be doing in the future.
About to go on the 80s babies.
Yeah, this 80s babies, 80s, 90s babies tour. Tell us about that, guys.
Well, what we're going to do is just, you know, take them back with me because I'm old school. And what I'm going to do is take Chinaman Records on the road to showcase all the artists to the world, you know what I'm saying? So I'm using my platform to bring them out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I respect that, Chris, because, you know what I'm saying, a lot of cats, when they have platforms, you know what I'm saying, they have a name, they don't really use it, you know what I'm saying, for the benefit of others. And you are a very unselfish person. I commend you for that. And I commend all Chinaman Records artists for, you know what I'm saying, riding with a legend and a pioneer like this. And you know, we have Razzcaz on the phone, legendary West Coast MC. For those that don't know, Chris pioneered the West Coast. He was one of them dudes.
Yeah.
He was
one of them dudes.
Then he went, that wasn't enough. Then he had to go down south and pioneer the south. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's over there playing Risk and conquering all different parts of the country, man. Shout out to you, Chris, for doing what you're doing. And shout out to everybody in Chinaman Records. You know what I'm saying? Mike Crisco, Fame Fayella, Drill 'em Out, Be Dirty, everybody down with you guys, man.
Yes, sir.
And Make sure, before we go, give everybody your social media, too, because I want cats to be able to hit you up, you know, if they want to get, you know, Chinaman Records on a tour or whatnot.
Okay.
Let them know how they can get a hold of you guys.
Okay. For all booking information for any of Chinaman Records artists, go to realfreshkidice.com to get any information on booking for any of Chinaman Records artists. To hit Drill 'Em Out up directly, go follow us on Instagram, Drill 'Em Out, DRILLEMOUT. Drill 'Em Out on Instagram and Twitter, same thing.
Man, that's what's up. Most definitely, most definitely. I tell you what, guys, thank you for calling back into the show. It's huge, you know what I'm saying, we had you on Monday, but I wanted to make sure they got to hear the music as well.
Man,
and do me a favor, you know, in a few months from now, let's do another Chinaman Records, you know, roundtable. Have all you guys back on and tell us what's going on and, you know what I'm saying, what you got coming out and everything. Be honored to have you back on. You know what I'm saying? That's what's
for
up.
Sure.
That's
thanks
what's
a lot,
up,
man. We appreciate
thank y'all.
The love, man.
Yeah,
we
appreciate
all,
it.
Man. You know, you've
you
been riding
care.
With me for forever, so it's all
forever,
good.
Chris. 20 years, man, at least, man, right? Since I was a little kid or some shit, right?
Oh.
Many fucking years. I remember when y'all used to send me them promo packages, y'all had that keychain, right? And it was the fucking peephole. You looked into the keychain, you saw a naked chick. Motherfucker.
Man, I wanted one of them.
Y'all set out good promo material. Let me tell you that shit, man. Good promo material. You know, so... Definitely, man.
Sure.
You guys take care of yourselves. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thanks
right,
for having us again, man.
Appreciate you, man.
Anytime, man.
Y'all
anytime,
be safe
man.
Now.
You too. Right
on,
all
right.
Chinaman Records.
Chinaman Records, man. Support Chinaman Records, everybody.
That's right. Bama.
Drill 'Em Out, Chinaman Records. You know, Fam Filet, Be Dirty. You know what I'm saying? Can't Forget Monte Cristo, Detroit. They're good people, man. Real good people.
Yeah, they're from all over.
You know, real humble. Yeah. Like they said the other night, you know, it's about being humble. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do in this world, man. You got to be fucking humble. Because if not, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy times. You don't know what the fuck could happen anymore. I'll tell you what, man. We've been playing, you know, saying some music. I figure we'll play something else. Let me bring on Sinister, man. Sinister, you got a huge knowledge of music, man. Give me an artist, but don't give me a song because I might not have the song. But just give me one of your favorite artists, and I'll play a song by him for you. Sin,
are you with
Sinister?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah.
Oh, there he is. I knew you were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we caught
you
off guard.
Let me tell
you. No, I was going to tell you, man, we're going to close out the show, man. Give me one of your favorite artists. I'm going to play their track.
Oh, damn.
Which
we
is many.
We
I know you got many.
We can stay in the same line with Carino.
Carino. Oh, man,
yeah,
we got
can't go wrong
Carino
with Carino
on board. We got
can't go wrong
Carino.
With
the
wizard.
Yeah, the lyrical messiah. I mean, this dude is one of the most underrated. I'll tell you what, man, we got
of
so
course.
Many of his songs. But I do want to say something about Carino real quick before we go off into one of these songs. This year, supposedly, well, I don't want to say supposedly because I know he's going to do it. He said in September, which is just a little over a month away, he's going to drop 7 fucking albums at the same time. Have you ever heard of an artist to drop 7 albums at the same time? If anybody can do it, it's him. If you don't know who Carino is, get on YouTube, type in K-R-I-N-O. You know what I'm saying? He's been rapping for 30-plus years in fucking Houston, Texas, one of the pioneers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was putting out music even back as far as when the Ghetto Boys first started. So check out, you know what I'm saying, Carino, definitely a legend. This is off of his latest album, Making Enemies, which is available right now. And this is the title track, Making Enemies.
Carino is the Rakim of the South.
He is. Yeah.
One of my five track is Illusions of Camino, of 95, Danger Zone.
Oh, yeah.
Illusions
was a crazy
track.
Danger Zone's a hell of a fucking album. Illusions, you know what I'm saying? Two Roads, you know what I'm saying? But I can't find that album no more because it's like 50 bucks. I can't afford it. I'm not buying it for 50 bucks.
Yeah, no problem.
But here's Making Enemies off the title track. Go out and get that album.
Yeah.
Making Enemies available right now. We're out this bitch. And we'll see you guys, you know what I'm saying, Monday with Shoestring of the Dayton family. So make sure to tune in. Also, make sure to tune in this Saturday, Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. Let me tell Chinaman Records and drill them out. Make sure tune in Saturday night. Call in the show. Mac will play. He'll spin the tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Matter of fact, I am going to play their track. I didn't say it earlier, but I was thinking that anyway. I'm gonna let it slide.
Call
in
Saturday
there,
night. Drill them out.
Right.
Hang on the line. Drill them out. We're gonna talk to you when we're playing this track here in a minute. But here it is. Making Enemies.
You just like that.
Yeah. Listen. Might as well start off right. You got plenty with me. Better address it directly. Best believe if not, never would it affect me. I possess every heavenly preliminary accessory necessary to carry out my destiny. Recipes for your death I read with a decree accompanied by a press release. Many of these freaks, women in pools, a weak feminine attribute shoes in schools to teach women and the orchestrators of a new genocide are assimilant. Hippering imminent, killing building coffins of citizens. Generational remnants eliminated from mental remembrance. Body excrement present under its timberlands. You pledge allegiance to a devil beast and forever seek weak levels of peace never reached. And meanwhile, the people are deceiving to believe in every citizen. Part of this fake American dream. When the fact of the matter is that they lack love for the people who this country was built on the backs of. The brown and black blood that's found in that mud was inundating the hood prior to the crack flood. Nobody willing to listen. That's why we still in the system. Greedy imperial visions consist of building a prison.
See, that's a mistake, man. Don't you know America's a great land? Nobody offers you freedom like they can.
Wait, man, are we talking about the same great man who murdered the Indians, made the African slaves, and persecuted the planet soon as he left the cave and let his hate span? Fool, get out of my face, man. Police academy putting bullets in our anatomy. Savage brutality. Body laughing, casting a salary. A different tragedy. Sunday through Saturday. We rally, another's happening. Scary passes are mad at me, but I gotta be who I gotta be. Y'all asleep in the odyssey of hallucinogenic Christian theology. Obviously concocted in privacy, cause a lot of these lying scholars be subscribing to rotten policy. I'm not a doctor of meteorology, nor do I try to be, but I can see God dropping his weather constantly. He been loaded, fire and then snow, eventually ending his foes with a crescendo. Got water coming down, how much higher can the rain get? Brace for the great earthquake that heaven came, yet I drop fire till I make the preacher retire. Your life is trifling and your priest is a liar. Now the sucker's on the run, had to rush him with a gun, cause he caught him in a church house touching on his son. You capping on tape every song you happen to make, that's a mistake. 88% of rapper for fake, ripping the fast for dipping the cash, dressing the drag, and you helping the sad moment by accepting this trash. Ripping a discrepancy over the Confederate flag, but whenever cops weapons flash, you never get mad. Y'all holding hands, you don't want drama in the place, praying for the same man who shot your mama in the face. Can't relate with him or have a grace to debate with him, cause when truth hit him in the face, they say it's racism. They hate when you regulate and breaking their faith system, but they can even get an education if they listen. International kick doors, all of these sick boys, but black history, that's old, you should forget yours. Quit looking at old grass and put it in the past. Meanwhile, here's a foot, nigga, put it in your ass. Remember the Holocaust, the Alamo. Remember the main Pearl Harbor in every battle. Yo, people in the fought, but our struggle never matters, though. It's sad to know that the black average Joe would rather go with the status quo. Unknowingly, we've been involved in Satan's synagogue. In the dark, United States is a middle war. They come in and rob, pretending they men of God. Then they start sending resources, pillaging any part of the planet. And enemies are contested, arrested. The media only gives domestic perspective. Trust indeed, raise up the covers and see that they the terrorists that they accuse others to be. From Hiroshima to Desert Storm, the black Wall Street. And my balls are black, that's why they blackball me.